Hi, Living Love family. Welcome to the final episode of our Deeply Rooted season. Over these past weeks, we have explored what it means to read the Bible faithfully, not just for information, but for transformation. And I can't even believe that we are already here at the end of the season. It has been such a joy to walk this road with you. Do you remember where we started in our very first episode of the season? I ask you to keep one picture in mind, the tree in Psalm 1. The person whose delight is in the law of the Lord, who meditates on it day and night, is like a tree that's planted by streams of water, yielding fruit in its season, whose leaves does not wither. That was our objective for this whole season, to become deeply rooted, faithful trees who provide nourishment and shade for a hurting world. And today, I want to bring the whole journey home by holding two truths that belong together. First, our understanding of Scripture grows and changes with the seasons of our lives. God meets us right where we are. And second, this is something I've repeated all season. The end goal of Bible study is formation for mission. God doesn't just meet us, He changes us and then He sends us. So let's begin with the first truth. God meets you where you are. Have you ever read the same passage at different times in your life and it felt completely different every time? It's like reading words that you've seen before, maybe even words that you've memorized. But this time it just lands differently. And you wonder, did I miss something? Did I read it wrong before? But here's the thing, the Bible didn't change. Something in you did. One verse that lands very differently for me is Joshua 1 verse 9. Be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. I loved this verse when I was 19 years old. I was standing on the threshold of ministry and I was preparing to serve as a one-year volunteer at the Youth for Christ Missions program. Back then, what I heard in this verse was very powerful and simple for me. I'm not alone. God is with me. And if I stay close to Him, I can step into something meaningful, maybe something great like Joshua. But fast forward about 30 years later, the same verse now hangs on the wall in my office. And I'm reading it in a very different season. I'm navigating life as a leader spouse. I've worked on my PhD. I adjusted to life on a new continent. I lost loved ones. I experienced the joy and the challenges of raising my children. And I dealt with both my failures and my victories. And now when I read Joshua 1:9, I don't just see opportunity. I see reality and responsibility. Joshua wasn't stepping into a moment of excitement and possibility alone. He was stepping into leadership after the great leader Moses. He was facing a river that had to be crossed and nations ready to defend their land. And the call to be strong and courageous actually means this is going to be hard, but you will make it because I am with you. Courage doesn't look like it did when I was 19. Now it looks messier and more complex. It looks like showing up when I feel uncertain, like trusting God in situations that I can't control, and getting back up when life knocks me down. The verse hasn't changed, but I have. And in this season, God is meeting me in a deeper way. And I think this is what it means that God meets us where we are. It doesn't change the truth, but He speaks into our lives with a depth that we couldn't see before. And it's interesting, back in our first episode, I talked about Joshua 2. About how God told him to keep the word in his mouth, to meditate on it day and night before he charged ahead. Even then, Scripture was meeting Joshua right where he stood, at the edge of everything new. We are not reading Scripture as a blank slate. We bring our whole lives with us. And this interaction of our lived experience and the work of the Holy Spirit as we immerse ourselves in God's word shapes who we are becoming. Every time you sit down with Scripture, you arrive with something. You might not even be fully aware of it, but it's there. You bring your season, whether that season is of abundance or a season of loss or a season of clarity or a season of deep confusion. You also bring your questions, the ones you are actively asking, and the ones that you have sat with for so long you almost stopped expecting an answer. You bring your wounds, the places where life has pressed hard, where trust has been broken, and grief is still operating. And you also bring your hopes, the things you are reaching towards, the future that you are trying to believe in, and the person that you are becoming. All of this walks with you, and it shapes what you hear. That is simply what it means to be a human being reading a living word. So every season you've lived through, every question you've wrestled with, every hope you've been afraid to say out loud, God is not somewhere above it all waiting to settle down before he speaks to you. He meets you in it. God comes to you in scripture the way a friend comes to you. He doesn't come to lecture you. He comes with presence to find you where you are. This is why repeated reading matters so much. You are not the same person each time you return to a passage. And God is not speaking into a vacuum. He's speaking into who you are right now, which is different from who you were last year or 5 years ago, or the first time you ever read these words. But just to be clear, this doesn't mean scripture means something different every time we read it. It means the same truth is meeting us in different places in our lives. The truth doesn't shift, we do. And God, who knows you fully, is patient enough to find you where you are. So this brings us to my next question. How do we know if scripture is really changing us? Not just what you know, but who you are. Because many of us still wonder, is anything really different? Am I actually being formed, or am I just accumulating information? Communication isn't complete until it changes something. Think about where this season began. In our very first episode, we said that scripture is communication. God is speaking to his people through human authors, through the text they crafted, through the Spirit's work in us as readers. You learn to slow down, to read the context, to listen before rushing to application, to ask what the passage meant back then before asking what it means now. You learn to be a Berean, open-hearted and careful-minded at the same time. Those are real skills and you have them now. But here's what I want to add to all of that today. Communication is not complete until it changes something. A message that is sent, received, and understood but changes nothing has not completed its purpose. And scripture is not meant to be merely understood. It is meant to form us. So, what is God actually doing through this? Through the reading, the returning, the removing of the noise, the trust that he sees us and meets us where we are. God is forming you. Not all at once, but slowly and consistently, the way a tree grows. I want to give you a simple picture of how spiritual formation works. It requires rhythm. And this is the rhythm. God speaks through his word. We respond in prayer. We take a step of obedience. And the Holy Spirit produces fruit in us over time. That's the whole movement. And it's not a technique, it's a relationship. Each part of that rhythm is a way of staying in contact with the one who is doing the forming. Let's talk a bit about the role of the Holy Spirit in our formation. And I want to spend a moment here because this is a part that we sometimes skip or underestimate. Paul writes to the church in Galatia about something that he calls the fruit of the Spirit. Listen how he describes it. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Remember, this is the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruit of your effort. The Holy Spirit is present in every part of our formation rhythm. He illuminates the word, making it alive and making it personal. He meets you in your prayers, interceding and helping you to bring what you can't fully articulate. He empowers action, giving you what you don't naturally have in a moment of pressure. He produces the fruit. You don't produce the fruit. The Holy Spirit does. You participate by staying connected and responsive. But what does fruit actually look like? Sometimes we imagine formation as something mystical and dramatic. But most of the time, it shows up very quietly in our ordinary moments, in responses that we didn't plan. It might look like pausing before you react and feeling for the first time that that pause is actually available to you. It looks like responding to a frustrating situation with patience or recovering more quickly when you fail. Formation shows up in how you respond when life presses on you. Not in what you know, but what comes out of you. I want to give you a few questions to consider. What season am I in right now? What might God want to meet me in? Is there a question that I've been carrying? Where have I seen scripture speak differently to me over time? Can I think of a passage that meant one thing before, and now it means something more richer and deeper? And where is the Spirit already growing fruit in me through it? So what does it look like to stay in the rhythm? Let me give you the simplest version that I know. First, read, receive God's word. Come to it with awareness and the trust that we've been talking about. Then you have to pray. Bring your real life, your questions, your failures, your hopes, all of it. The Spirit is interceding for you even when you don't have the words. Then act. Take one small step of faithful obedience. What did the word stir in you today? Do that. And then depend. Trust the Spirit to produce what you cannot manufacture. Don't try to force fruit. Just stay connected. And lastly, return. Come back tomorrow and the day after. This rhythm is not just a program. It is returning again and again to the one who is forming you. It's not about doing more. It's about staying connected and responsive. And now I want to make a turn outward. When you experience God as patient and attentive with you, it begins to change how you show up for other people. You become a little more willing to listen before you speak, slower to offer an answer before you heard a question, and a little more comfortable sitting with someone in their confusion rather than rushing to resolve it. The way God listens to you becomes the way you learn to listen to others. A life that is formed becomes a life that gives to others. That's what we've been building towards this whole season. The tree that is planted by waters, a tree that's deeply rooted, provides nourishment and shade for the hurting world. Friends, this brings us to the end of season 4. We have learned so much about faithful ways to read the Bible, but we've only scratched the surface. There's so much more to learn as we grow in maturity and in the knowledge of God's word. This was just an introduction, and I want to keep walking with you as we continue to explore the Living Word together. So I want to invite you to join the Living Life community by subscribing at my website at samanthashambu.com. Follow me on social media, and please don't hesitate to message me with any questions and comments. I love to hear from you. If this season helped you to encounter Scripture more deeply, I'd love for you to keep going. Our first Bible study, Real Happiness from the Sermon on the Mount, is now available in print. It works well for women's Bible study, a small group, or for your own personal devotions. You'll find the link in my website or in the show notes. And don't forget to download the Bible study work pages for this week on my website at samanthashambu.com. Remember, no matter your story, in Christ you are deeply known, fully loved, and you have a divine purpose. Until next time, keep living loved.